Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of our meditation this day are the words of Jesus, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." So far our text. When you hear the words of this text, I am sure that many of you have an image in your mind of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And I'm willing to bet that it looks a lot like this. This rather famous picture of Jesus as our Good Shepherd is a favorite of many. And it represents to so many of our people the best of what they know about Jesus and what they believe about Jesus. They believe that Jesus really cares for them, and they believe that he really will take care of them. And so they can entrust to him their safety and their security. "I am the good shepherd," says Jesus. In Greek, this sentence is constructed in such a way as to remind the reader that Jesus is telling us, first of all, that he is the shepherd. He is unique among all shepherds. He is not just one good shepherd among the company of a whole bunch of other rather excellent shepherds, but he is that one shepherd who is absolutely, totally in a class unto himself. There is none like him. And not only is that true, but he is good. He is good to the point of being the most excellent shepherd. And that goodness, that excellence, sets this shepherd apart from all others. For this is a goodness, this is an excellence to which none in all of creation can compare. This most excellent shepherd has also done something that no other shepherd has ever done. He lays down his life for the sheep, that a lot of shepherds have done, only to take it up again. That no other shepherd has ever done. No other shepherd can save his sheep by dying for them. For if the shepherd was to die for his sheep, then the sheep would be left vulnerable for the wolf, who would come and kill and destroy. To die for the sheep is to condemn the sheep to death at the hand of the predator. But this shepherd, this good shepherd, has the authority to take it up again. In giving up his life for the sheep, this good shepherd gives life to the flock, not death. He defeats the wolf that has come to scatter his flock, and he brings to his flock his gifts of forgiveness and life and salvation. 30 years ago, I was sitting out there, right where you are today. I was here in this chapel. I was here on this very campus, and I held in my hand a call document to Christ Lutheran Church, and I was excited. I was scared. But there is a truth today that brings all of us comfort and a humble confidence. We are sheep of the Good Shepherd, and by his grace we come to bring a message. And it is a message about a shepherd who loves his sheep enough to lay down his life only to take it up again. It is a message of comfort. It is a message of peace. It is the message of salvation. And we know this message to be true. The message we proclaim is about the one who is also our good shepherd. Very soon, many of you will be leaving this place, but you will not go alone. You go with God's blessings and you go in His presence. The Spirit of truth accompanies you. You go as a member of the Good Shepherd's flock, and you go to proclaim the message of the Good Shepherd. It is the message of the God who became man and humbled himself to death, and who revealed himself in all the fullness of his glory on the cross at Calvary. Yes, this shepherd laid down his life, but only to take it up again, having defeated the wolf. As pastors in God's church, as shepherds of the flock over which God has made us overseers, we are to lovingly, passionately, and convincingly proclaim the Good Shepherd to all. Now, I can tell you there will be days when you will feel as if you have been separated from the flock. You may feel like that one sheep in the picture, black, and you will feel very alone. I've had those days. They weren't pleasant, and I remember them well. The first years of ministry are exciting, but my friends, they are very challenging. It is important for you to connect with the sheep and to have a brother pastor as your friend and as your confidant. I know you've learned an awful lot of things here at the seminary, but you cannot learn it all in the brief time you are here. And the truth is, some things are best learned as you live them. Having someone to befriend you, to give ear to you, is very important. It is a good thing to let God work in your life through the consolation of the brothers. At the same time, it is even more important for all of us to remember the words of our Savior. He is the Good Shepherd, and you are a member of this great flock who listens to the voice of the Shepherd. He comes to you in His Word and in His sacraments. He dwells within you by the power of His most Holy Spirit. He has given you a message to proclaim, a message the world desperately needs to hear. In the first lesson appointed for Good Shepherd Sunday, from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, Peter ends his sermon by saying these words: "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Proclaim Him who is your Good Shepherd. Amen." Let us rise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.